What's up, everyone? Welcome to the May 14th edition of DraftKings Tournament Plays presented by Prize Picks. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can follow me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, you get one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum when you sign up and make a deposit at Prize Picks. Be sure to use the code Osmo to receive a 100% first deposit bonus up to $100. We have a 9-game MLB slate tonight, so plenty of options to choose from. A game in Coors Field that obviously is going to very heavily sway ownership. So as usual, we're going to take a look at three of the top tournament stacks and three of the top tournament pitchers on DraftKings using the top stacks and the top pitchers tool on Osmo.com. Starting with the top three stacks, number three, the Los Angeles Dodgers are taking on Ranger Suarez tonight in LA. Suarez moved from the bullpen to the starting rotation last year, was very, very good, better than certainly myself or I think most people expected. This year, he has been not nearly as good. So far this season, he has a 4.34 xFIP. He's allowed 1.23 home runs per nine innings, and he's only struck out 16.7% of hitters. Specifically, he has really struggled with right-handed hitters this year after being very good against them last year, giving up a lot of power, both in terms of actual numbers and expected numbers. And now he's going up against a Dodgers team that has plenty of power from both sides of the plate, but certainly from the right side, with Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, Will Smith, Justin Turner, and then the lefties in this lineup hit left-handed pitching well also. So sets up as a good spot for the Dodgers. 4.9 implied run total. They're projected for about 5% ownership with a 6% chance of being the top scoring stack. So far this year, the Dodgers have a 110 WRC plus and a 152 ISO overall. Number two, the Houston Astros taking on Eric Fetty tonight in DC. They're projected for about 8% ownership with an 8% chance of being the top scoring stack. Houston's been a well above average offense this year with a 112 WRC plus. They have a 168 ISO as a team. They're healthy. You have Jose Altuve in the lineup, we assume. Yordan Alvarez is back. Kyle Tucker is good. There's plenty of power in this lineup, not to mention, you know, Alex Bregman. And Fetty's been decent this year. He's kind of been decent ever since coming up to the Nats a couple of years ago. He started out this year well. He's taken a little bit of a step back. Currently has a 4.2 xFIP, 19.8% strikeout percentage, and has allowed 0.9 home runs per nine innings. And number one, the top stack on tonight's slate, the New York Yankees are projected for about 10% ownership with an 11% chance of being the top scoring stack. They're taking on Dallas Keuchel tonight in Chicago. And Keuchel's a pitcher that is very clearly on the back end of his career. He's always been good at getting ground balls, and he still is good at getting ground balls. But the strikeout rate is basically non-existent at 12.1%. He's walked 11.2% of hitters this year, so he's putting extra guys on base. He has a 4.76 xFIP. He's allowed 1.29 home runs per nine innings. And when you think about the Yankees lineup, there are just a lot of hitters in this lineup that when they hit the ball, they hit it really hard and they hit it really far. It's just that they have issues making contact. You put these guys up against somebody like Dallas Keuchel, who's going to allow them to put the ball in play, and it creates a very, very high ceiling for the Yankees, who as a team have the second highest WRC plus at 123 and one of the highest ISOs in the league at 177 so far this season. Looking at the top three pitchers, number three, sticking with the Yankees, Jordan Montgomery is $8,400. He's taking on the Chicago White Sox, who do have good hitters in their lineup, but also have been underwhelming so far this year. They have a 3.8 implied run total tonight. As a team, the White Sox have a 91 WRC plus, only a 129 ISO. Jordan Montgomery's numbers this year are strange. His strikeout percentage is only 20.2%, which is about 3 points lower than his career averages. His walk percentage is only 4%, which is about 3.5 points lower than his career averages. And he does have a respectable 3.69 xFIP. So at first glance, normally when you see changes like that in a pitcher's numbers, it's that he's pitching a little bit differently, focusing more on command and control, not worrying as much about strikeouts. And that certainly could be the case for Montgomery. And if it is, then he's likely to continue being a good pitcher, but not as high an upside DFS pitcher as he has been in previous years. But the reason that I'm not convinced that's actually the case as far as him having a limited ceiling is that his plate discipline numbers are still very good. His called strike plus swinging strike percentage is up over his career averages. His swinging strike percentage is up. His chase percentage on pitches out of the zone is up. So while actual strikeout percentage is a better indicator than plate discipline numbers of strikeout percentage going forward, it does stand out to me that this guy's still getting a lot of swings and misses. He's still getting a lot of swings on pitches out of the strike zone. He's getting hitters to take pitches that are in the strike zone, which is also a good result for a pitcher. So that combined with his track record of being a pretty good strikeout pitcher in the major leagues makes me think that this could still just be a small sample size issue for Montgomery, and that you could certainly see that strikeout percentage increase going forward. Number two, Julio Urias, $9,400 price tag in a difficult matchup with the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies have a 108 WRC plus and a 170 ISO so far this season. And Arias is another pitcher where there are some red flags here. There are some reasons for concern. His strikeout percentage this year is only 19% through his first six starts. Last year, it was 26.2%. His xFIP is 4.24 compared to 3.73 last year. His velocity is down a couple of miles an hour on his fastball this year. His chase percentage on pitches out of the strike zone is down. Swinging strike percentage is down. None of that stuff makes you feel very good, combined again with a difficult matchup against the Phillies. Also, we haven't seen necessarily a strict pitch count on Urias. We've seen him get north, you know, get between 80 and 90 pitches, but he hasn't been allowed to go past six innings. He's been pulled at 65 pitches after six innings. He's been pulled at 82. It kind of just seems like the Dodgers are happy getting six innings out of him and then getting him out of the game. But the reason that he's an interesting tournament option tonight is that he's only projected for about 8% ownership. He has a 15% chance of being a top two pitcher. Pitching on this slate isn't very strong, and you're seeing very, very concentrated ownership right now go to the guys at the top, like Chris Bassitt, Zach Gallen, and Shane Bieber. Urias is in that price range and just not getting as much ownership. And when you look at any of those guys, you can point to red flags, some more so than others, but there's no, you know, Carlos Rodon or Max Scherzer or somebody like that on this slate. All of these guys have something that you can point to and not really like about them, even if you think they're good. So the reduced ownership on Urias is pretty appealing in tournaments. And number one, George Kirby making his second major league start, $7,800 price tag for the Mariners. He's taking on the New York Mets, which is a very difficult matchup. The Mets have been one of the best offenses in baseball this year with a 113 WRC plus. They also only have about a 20% strikeout percentage, but Kirby's one of the best pitching prospects in baseball. He's not pitched above double A prior to his major league debut. So there's no sample of him pitching at higher levels, but he dominated double A, and not only does he have very good stuff and very good strikeout stuff, he's also shown very good control in the minor leagues as well. Typically, when young pitchers with really good strikeout stuff come to the majors, one of the most frequent issues they run into is that their control isn't that good, and now they're facing hitters with better plate discipline, and they can get themselves in some difficult spots, whether it's because they're falling behind in counts and then making a mistake over the plate, or they're just walking guys and putting them on base. But Kirby's been very, very good at not walking guys in the minors. And hopefully, you know, that carries over to the major league. So Kirby only projected for about 6% ownership with a 16% chance of being a top two pitcher. As I mentioned, the matchup's very difficult, but on a slate where I don't really love a lot of pitching, Kirby's not getting much ownership. He's inexpensive and he's got electric stuff. I'll take my chances on the guy's stuff, even in a difficult matchup. So to recap, the top three tournament stacks on tonight's slate: number three, the Los Angeles Dodgers; number two, the Houston Astros; and number one, the New York Yankees. And the top three tournament pitchers: number three, Jordan Montgomery; number two, Julio Urias; and number one, George Kirby.